Welcome back. It's Inside Agriculture, market analysis time now. And with all of the geopolitical imbalance in the world and the war and the economic concerns, along with a big report tomorrow, let's get some fundamental analysis. The weather from U.S. Commodities, Don Roos.
If you look at so far, it looks like, you know, the extended maps that we've got some moisture coming to the western plains. So let's wait and see. April's very key. I would say that we've got weather premium in the market already on it. But so far, the way the weather maps look for the summer, it doesn't look like it. It looks like it's going to be a more normal year, but then you know how weather is, unpredictable. We've got an important stocks and oil positions report and an acre report on Tuesday. There's no shortage of grain in the U.S. or in the world market. So it's more about, do we take some premium out for war, for inflation, for some of these other things? Well, it's a big report. This is a market moving report on acres and stocks. It looks like we're going to be down about 4.5 million acres. That's probably right. But we usually add back 2 million acres in the June report on corn. So we'll see. Meantime, soybean acres down about up about 4.5 million. But I think the big one is the stocks and all positions report on corn. Remember, we couldn't get Dease corn last year over 480. That was our top. Now we got closer to 5. And our stocks, as of March 1, about 950 million bushels bigger than last year. So we got a lot of stocks of corn sitting around and a lot of stocks of soybeans. We've added energy premium. We've added war premium, inflation premium. Now we've added fertilizer premium. So we've got a lot of push in the upside on the market. It's like a card game, you know, where it's as we cards come out, 52 of them, as we go through the year, we're going to be a little bit smarter. They're coming out pretty fast right now. But if you look at it from a producer standpoint, you can put some big floor contracts in through some different products. Over $5 on corn now for the winter of 2027. So you can do things that are profitable right now for most people is what I'm saying. So I think we're in risk management territory is what I'd tell producers. Because we don't know. I mean, you could have, the war could be extended. Energy could go a lot higher than we think. You know, fertilizer could go up for next year. Inflation could go up. We don't know. But we know that we're in a profitable zone. So that's when at least your radar has to get, pretty active. Watch what you're doing and don't look back. You know, so often we say, oh, well, I wish I would have, could have, you know, but not now. Look at it. I mean, look at the soybeans. I think that's, exactly the same thing. The only thing that we have with soybeans is acres probably going to be up this next year. South America, we know, had just a huge crop. Probably Brazil alone, when we get it all sorted out, is probably going to have a 6.8 billion bushel bean crop alone, not counting Argentina. We had about a 4.3 billion bushel bean crop. Stocks and all positions report that we're going to have next Tuesday, probably going to show we have 150 million beans larger than we did a year ago. So there again, it's no shortage of soybeans. It's just a matter of that we've dialed a lot of risk premium into the market. Maybe we can keep it, Paul. Maybe we get into some big weather problems, but those are all ifs and buts, and that doesn't help the bottom line. But I think when you look at it, where we're stacked right now, soybean oil, we've never had a fund position this long in soybean oil. We're 30,000 contracts, 230,000 contracts in soybeans, 30,000 just off the record. Corn, 300,000 long. I guess what I'm saying, we're sitting here at almost a record fund long. I mean, they've puffed pretty hard into this market. And, I'm just saying that you're at a point where it's almost buyer beware. A lot of things can go on and we can accelerate, but a lot of things can go the other way too. You can use some put options and you can lock in some good numbers right now. You can give yourself all the upside and protect it to the downside, and you can do it at levels that for most people are profitable. So there are tools in the tool chest that you can use, and I would use them, and we're seeing producers use them, and it's the wise thing right now because what we're telling people, I'm telling people, is this very much like a weather market. You don't know what the next weather forecast is going to do. You don't know how you're going to react. And in this market right now, we've never had it in history like this. We've got headline news that is moving the market, but it's being moved almost daily by your president. So there's a lot of risk out here, good and bad. And, we'll see how it all unfolds as we go forward. But you have to be optimistic that eventually that the war gets solved sooner rather than later. Maybe not, but that's what we're being told, and that energy prices come down. So that's the way I'm looking at it, is kind of running with what we know from what we're being told.
Founder of U.S. Commodities in Des Moines, Don Roos, on Market to Market over the weekend on PBS. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's check the weather now.